أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب
that these verses which I have recited, in these verses Allah Almighty has Huzoor has drawn the attention of the believers regarding the weaker members of the society so that they should not have the feeling that nobody is looking after us and we do not have any status in society and those who are powerful and with strength, they can deal with us in any way they like. At the end of each verse, Aziz and Hakim, these words have been used, and by doing so, Allah Almighty has given this thought to these weaker sections of the society, that if those people with more powerful, those who are more powerful, they do an injustice to you, then they should remember that there is an Aziz, mighty and Hakim, wise God over you, who would capture these people who will violate the commands. And Allah Almighty says that those people who do not follow my wise commands, then I who has got all the power and the source of all power, then I will capture these people and deal with them. And those people who believe the Holy Quran to be the do not believe the Holy Quran, those who believe the Holy Quran to be the divine book, they have been reminded that these rules are such that if you go on ignoring them, then it will be simply left out. Rather, you have to be responsible for that. And every mu'min, every believer should always remember that it's very essential to act upon these things, because these are the things which stand surety for the establishment of peace and society. By not complying with these things, these people can destroy the peace of that society, by not complying with these instructions. And in spite of the fact that they declare themselves Muslim, still those people who do not pay the rights and the dues of the poor people, and if they do so, then this is something which has to be dealt with and penalized. And the distress and the restlessness which these people will have in their minds, then a great reaction of that is also to be seen. So the cause of this reaction of the restlessness and the injustice, then those people are responsible for that who were asked to discharge these rights and responsibilities, and those who were given the responsibility of improving the situation and condition. But they did not do justice to their obligations, and because of that, these people, those who do not take care of their responsibilities, Allah Almighty says that, O ye people who do not discharge your responsibilities, are those who usurp the rights by injustice, then you should remember that there is a Ghalib and Aziz, who is a dominant and mighty God, which is over you. He is going to punish you, and his commands, which are all full of wisdom, then when you do not comply with those commands and do not fulfill that, then then you will be stopping the establishment of a peaceful society by denying those rights. And this thing, Allah Almighty does not tolerate this thing, that Allah is mighty and powerful. So be careful and be mindful, and always discharge the responsibility, so that that mighty God, who is also Ghafoor Rahim, very merciful and forgiving, he should show his mercy upon you, and he should show the manifestation of this mercy in your favor. In out of these verses which I have just recited, Huzoor says that the translation of the first verse is like this: Huzoor is going to present the translation of the first verse which he just recited in the beginning of khutbah. And these people ask you regarding the orphans. You tell them that looking after them is very good, and if you mix with them, live together, then they are your brothers. And Allah Almighty knows fully well that person who creates disorder from the one who is a peaceful person. And if Allah so willed, then He would have put you to some trouble. Surely Allah Almighty is mighty and wise. In this verse, Hazur says, Allah Almighty has mentioned about the orphans, and in this context, in the Holy Quran, there are so many other verses as well, in which looking after their rights and to be kind to them is mentioned repeatedly. In this verse, Allah Almighty says that these people are your brother, and when dealing with your brother, what a brother would do who is a nice person, the elder brother would also always be looking after the younger brother, that he should be good in education, in health, in his morals, and taking part in Jamaat activities, and his way of mixing should be with good people and friends, while he pays attention to the education, he should also give some time for sports so that the health should be good. And if somebody falls ill, then he really becomes very upset, restless. He looks after that and takes care of the treatment. So Allah Almighty says that the orphans in your society, they are your brothers. You always treat them nicely and kindly and take care of their requirements. This should always be present in your minds, that that you have to look after their reformation and welfare, and to make them active part of society. If their parents or their elder brothers and sisters are not there who could look after them, then these people should be destroyed or ignored. This is not the way of a believer. Believers are those who look after the orphans and try to make them a useful member of the society, Islamic society. Islamic teaching that you should be kind, and when in reformation you have to be firm, that shows that firmness. This thing, Huzur says, this should be kept in mind for the orphans and for your own children. Just as you have the feelings of goodness in your heart for your children and your brothers, younger brothers, and try to save them from going wrong, and you admonish them whenever they do something wrong and exhort them for all the good things, nor you are very firm and very harsh, nor you are over, showing them too much love so that they may be spoiled. So the first instruction of the Holy Quran regarding the orphan is that their reformation should always be kept in mind, so that they should be very active part of the Islamic society. And this reformation should be kept in the same way as you look after the people who are your very close kith and kin. And always it should be remembered that they are your brothers, you look after them, this is your responsibility. And in another place, Allah Almighty has mentioned about the orphans. Zuhr has quoted the verse which emphasizes the same point. And the meaning of that verse is that those people who have the fear of Allah, that they fear that they are going to leave their children's progeny, they should be afraid of the thing, and they should be speaking truth straightforward, and no one knows when somebody is going to die. So everyone should have the fear of Allah, And that is why Allah Almighty rewards you for your good deeds, that you look after these orphans so that Allah Almighty should also protect you from all types of anxieties and worries. So always take care of the needs and the requirements of the orphans, and especially those people who sacrifice their life for the sake of religion, they require more attention, so that their children should never have this idea in their mind that our father sacrificed his life for the religion, he has left us alone. But every progeny of a shaheed, a martyr, should understand this point, that my father laid down the life for religion, and he has received caught a permanent life, and our heads are raised in honor. And these people should have the feeling that so far as worldly requirements are concerned, the Jamaat and the members of the Jamaat, they have absorbed us in them, and our requirements and our rights, they are taking care of these just like a brother would take care of his younger brother. Just a brother would take care of his own children. This feeling should always be there among these children, that for our tarbiyat and the Jamaat and our brothers, they have taken care of our tarbiyat. And if the father of someone has left some estate for the children, then the close relatives, they should be keeping an eye on his estate, should not try to usurp and eat it up, and through false means, and they should not be depriving that young man from the share of estate of his father. But Allah Almighty says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that you do not go even close to the wealth of that orphan in a careless manner. It should not be that under the pretext of his upbringing you take that property to yourself for your benefit. You should spend that for those orphans. Spend money on them, and if the condition is such that you cannot look after that, so then very carefully you should spend out of that money which his parents have left behind, and that only that much should be spent which is really required. And when they grow up and adulthood is there, then this wealth should be given back to him so that he can take care of his needs himself. Sometime it is seen that sometime very close relatives, even if when he grows up and becomes responsible, do not give this wealth to that person, and they continue using that money which belongs to him, saying that we have already spent some money on that. Allah Almighty is very careful about that. For the upbringing of the orphan, the intention should be pure. If the intentions are false or bad, then in spite of the fact that a person might be looking after an orphan, but in the sight of other people, it will be a good action that he is looking after somebody who is closely related to him or some orphan. In fact, actually the person is looking after that orphan out of the money which belongs to him. And not only this much, that he is spending his money on him, but he is also benefiting from that money. And in many cases, most of the purpose is to get selfish benefit. And when the orphan comes to know about that the person taking care has already used up all the wealth which belonged to him or doesn't want to hand it over, then that is the beginning of the disorder. And brothers are separated because of that, and the uncles, maternal and others, there are distance between them, fighting and litigation begins. So, and also under the Jamaat system, if they come to qaza, then either they go to the courts, and some people who deal with, who like to deal these matters themselves, then they say they write to me in order to settle the matters. Huzoor says that Allah Almighty says that you cannot deceive Allah Almighty. Allah knows who is the right person from that person who is creating disorder. Allah's knowledge is perfect. He knows fully well. He knows to the most hidden things in the heart of the person. He knows that just in the name of the welfare of the orphan, what is the real intention, that is known to Allah. People, you can deceive the people, you can win the litigations in the court, but you cannot deceive Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty hopes and expects from a believer that he will not be eating up anything from the wealth of the orphan. You should be like a loved brother. You should be dealing with that orphan with compassion and kindness, not only look after him, but also, if possible, you try to establish them on their feet and independently, and if possible you can spend some money from your own pocket. And they should be asked to do some job so that they can be a very active member of the society. Allah Almighty says that Allah shaa Allahu la'anatakum, and if Allah so willed, then He might have put you into some difficulty. He might have instructed you which could be displeasing to you or causing some difficulty, and the instruction could have been that even if the wealth is left by the father, still you are not allowed to use it at all, and each and every penny has to be given to that orphan, and you have to spend on the for this that orphan. So Allah Almighty has not put you into any difficulty or hardship. So it doesn't mean that whatever provision has been given, that you can you should not be misusing it, and you should not be trying getting your personal benefits from that. So remember that if you eat or use the wealth of the orphan in an unfair way, then Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَاكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى إِنَّمَا يَاكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِلَّا النَّارِ. That those people who by injustice devour the wealth of these orphans, they actually put fire into their stomachs. So looking after the wealth of the orphan and to make him a good member, active member of the Muslim society, is a very important instruction and injection in Islam. Injection in Islam. This is not such a thing that somebody can say that even if we don't pay any attention, that is all right. That is not right. Towards the end of the verse, which I recited in the beginning, Huzoor says that Inna Allah Azizun Hakim. Allah Almighty has reminded once again that although the orphan himself may be very weak, he does not have the strength that he can take care of his own rights, or he can claim those rights from other people. But the society should always remember that those people who are made responsible for the upbringing of the children, they should understand it, that the orphan is not Aziz, he is not powerful. But there is a God who is having His hand over these orphans, and He is Aziz and Hakim, who is powerful over everything. And if you usurp the rights of these orphans, or unfair dealings are there, then Allah Almighty is there. He will punish you for that. He is wise, He is full of wisdom, and out of wisdom, if He has given you the permission that you can use something of that by way of honesty, then you should do so, and you should remember this point. And because of for the sake of temporary benefits, you should always keep your eye on the permanent, long-reaching benefits, as a result of which there is love and affection created in society, and the person who is looking after such orphans, and he is also protected from putting fire into his stomach, and they are saved from the fire of being put into of the punishment of being put into the fire. Then Allah Almighty has mentioned another section of the society, weaker section of the society. These are the widows. Generally, the ladies are considered to be weaker section of the society, and if they are they become widow, then their rights are not kept in mind by various societies, particularly in developing countries, developing societies. These rights are not properly given. Some people who are under the influence of wealth, they sometime transgress against them. And Muslims should particularly be taking care of the rights of the ladies, because Allah Almighty has repeatedly mentioned about this point. In advanced countries, they are having this claim of looking after the rights of ladies. And the Holy Quran actually has reminded us 1400 years ago to this matter. And if you consider those conditions at that time, then you are really surprised that how Allah Almighty established their rights at that very time. And in that society where these rights were almost nil, and that changed the lives of the companions, and they really acted upon those teachings. The translation of this verse, Huzur says, that those people who die from among you and they leave their widows behind them, there is the will and the command regarding those wives that they should be staying at their house for 1 year and they should not be turned away. And if they go themselves, then there is no blame on you. And whatever they decide about their matters, that is up to them. And Allah Almighty is mighty and wise. So in this verse, Huzur says that Allah Almighty has established the right of the widow to stay in the house for 1 year. And her right is that she should complete the iddat, which is 4 months and 10 days, that should be completed living in that house. And after that, she can stay in the same house for 1 year if she so desires. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ was of this opinion, and he mentioned that after the period of the iddat, which is 4 months and 10 days, the lady can stay in the same house for 1 year. And he was inclined to think that maximum comfort and relaxation should be given to the widow sometime. When the estate is distributed, if the person who has died, he leaves behind a house as his estate, then if it goes to the share of somebody else, then Allah Almighty says, even in that case, that person should take care of this thing, that the widow should not be displaced, and she should be allowed to stay in that house for 1 year. And as Khalifatul Sisani mentioned like this, and this is the practice today, that if the lady does not have any progeny, or if somebody is having two wives, or in the past, if the children of the first wife, or if there is no progeny, then the parents of the father of the husband, and the widow is sometime displaced from that house, Allah Almighty says that for 1 year she has the right to stay in that house, and no other inheritor has the right that he should in this matter put any pressure on her, and she should be put to any distress. If she wants to go after the iddat, if she wants to leave the house, she can do so. This is up to her. And the lady has, the widow has, is given this right that he can decide whatever she likes, and she should decide what is according to the law and Sharia. Therefore, always remember that the Aziz and Hakim, the Mighty and the Wise God, His commands should be acted upon. If you misuse the weakness of these ladies and force them to go out, and the other relatives, near relatives, and there is no one who is looking after her, then you should not exploit this situation and benefit out of this situation. So Allah Almighty has mentioned the minutest thing or the remote possible things in a profound wise way. Allah Almighty has mentioned all these things. And the close relatives of the husband, they have been reminded and advised that Allah Almighty is Aziz, the Mighty and Wise. If you don't act upon his instructions, then you will be punished for that. And there is another point mentioned herein, as it is mentioned there, that for 1 year she is allowed to stay there. And the widow has also been given the right that because of marriage, for the second time, she can leave that house before that if she likes, if she does so. In that case, the other relatives should not stand in this way of decision. And she should not be compelled to stay there for 1 year. She has the right to leave before if she so desires. Some people think that or say that the widow should not remarry. Rather, the remarriage of the widow is a good thing to do. And in reply to these people who say like this, Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal radiallahu ta'ala anhu has beautifully commented on this part, Wallahu Azizun Hakim. Some people, he said that some people, they say that the second marriage of the widow is against our honor. Particularly in Pakistani or Indian culture, sometime in some families this is a feeling, and they are very rigid on this matter, that this is something against our honor that the widow should get remarried. Allah Almighty says that my name is Aziz, I am Mighty, and I am Hakim, and I am Wise. If I give the permission that she can get married, so then, and this is my command, and though all those people who deny that or stand against that, then they should remember that Allah Almighty is the Mighty and the Wise. And therefore, follow my command and do not go after the false honors as you think, so that you can also get benefit from the attributes of Allah. In the third verse, Huzur says, that further regarding the rights of the ladies, and that is regarding the matter of divorce, that those people who are divorced, then for the lady there is a period of iddat, and that is three periods. And then it is said that you should not stand in the way of their marriage, remarriage, rather help it. Because if they decide to get married, then it is up to her. But the ladies are instructed that after the divorce, if you know that you are expecting a child, then you should tell the husband. They should not hide that point. And after the marriage, if they were not happily living together, it doesn't mean that after the divorce they should be taking revenge from one another. And the father of the child should not be notified or told that there is going to be a child from you. Allah Almighty says that it might be that he becomes more kind to you, and he may come back and cancel the divorce, and you may be happily living in the same house again. And they have the right to take back their wives, and all these, you know, the problems can be overcome. And the close relatives, they are also advised that they should not be standing in this way. Some close relatives, sometime, they are misleading that divorced woman. that even if she desires and she is willing to come back, but the close relatives sometime they raise hue and cry, and they stop, they say that once the divorce is there, we are not going to allow rujoo or coming back. And so Huzur says quite a few matters are sometimes reported to me. I am surprised to know that just the false honor that they have in their mind, they are sometimes spoiling the houses of their own daughters. And some of the girls, they write to me that we both, husband and wife, we want to live together. But the parents from the both sides, they have got the matter of their own personal ego. And Allah Almighty says that the relatives should not, if the relationship is going to be re-established, they should not stand in the way. And if the husband is has realized his mistake, that not in the name of false honor, then they should not be destroying the family of that lady. And Allah Almighty says further that the ladies have the same right as the men have the right over the women. Their rights are equal. Huzur says, I read out the translation of that verse which I read out earlier. And those who are divorced, they should hold them back for three periods. And it is not permitted for them that they should hide that thing which Allah Almighty has created in their uterus. And in that case, their husbands have no right to take them back according to the normal procedure. And they have the right upon the ladies, as the ladies have the equal right upon them, and they have got an edge over them, and Allah Almighty is the mighty and wise. So as human being, and in considering that relationship which is based on an agreement, the men and women, they are both reminded that they should take care of the rights. And if both of them they take care, only then the relationship will be strong and lasting. And these are the beautiful teachings of Islam which created a big revolution in the society. Before Islam, the Arabs had deprived the ladies from all sorts of rights. As a matter of fact, no other religion has not established the rights of the ladies as Islam has done. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in so many ways, has established the rights of the ladies. He says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ, that the best among you in the sight of Allah is that person who is good in his treatment to his wife, and I, out of all of you people, is much better in dealing with my wives. And then Allah Almighty says, وَأَشِرُوهُنَا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَا آسان تک رہو شین ویجل اللہ فی خیرن کثیرہ, that you always treat your wives in a nice manner, in a good way, and if anyone from among you, even if he doesn't like her, still you remember that it is quite possible that you may not like something, but Allah Almighty has put so much a good thing and so many benefits so far as the end is concerned. So therefore the husband is he should not be hasty in his decisions, but he should keep this point in mind that Allah Almighty has the power that ultimately something could turn out to be good. Nowadays the divorces are very common. Very hastily they do it. The men should thoroughly consider it before going ahead. And they should remember in mind that sometime petty things are there, they create some problems. And it could be that you may not like something, but Allah Almighty has put something good in that.
Agar khuda ki raza ke liye aur dua karte hue,
if for the sake of Allah and continuously praying to Allah Almighty, if you treat nicely your wife, then Allah Almighty is going to bless that. And the same house which are on the brink of destruction, if there are some children and the children are afraid of that situation, the same house can turn into a peaceful house for those people who are seeking the blessing of Allah. It could turn out to be a place of love and affection and kindness. Allah Almighty has also instructed in this verse, that instructed to both men and women, that so far as your rights are concerned, although you are equal, but the husbands, the men, because of administrative things, because of certain responsibilities of management, have got an edge over the ladies. And the ladies should give this margin to the men. And the men are told that if because of qawwam, if this right is given to you, then you have to take care of these responsibilities. The management of the house and the expenditure and the money, they have to provide for the household. It should not be that you stay at home and ask your wives to earn. And in Western society, sometimes it happens like this, that the wife, it is the responsibility of men to take the responsibility of the wife and the children.
Allah Ta'ala ne jo aziz aur hakeem hai,
Huzur says that Allah Almighty, who is Aziz and Hakim, He has established the rights of men and women. And at the end, by using these words at the end, He has reminded the men that you should remember that this edge which has been established in your case for upon women, do not misuse that in that way. Because Allah Almighty, who is Almighty, who is full of might, He is looking over all these things. If you are not treating your families properly, then you will be caught for that, and He will be punishing you. So this superiority, you should not be misused, and it should not be taken to that extent for which you are not permitted. And be mindful of discharging your responsibilities properly. If you are going to look after these things, take care of these things, then you will be benefiting from the attribute of Hakim, God, Allah, who is Hakim and wise and full of wisdom, who has granted you this superiority over the wives. So these are the commands of the mighty and wise God, which are conducive to the establishment of peace in society, and which creates the virtues in society. And the beauty of the society is there, and it goes on expanding. But if you are not mindful of these things, then where the peace of the society will be destroyed, also at the same time, the punishment from this mighty and wise God will also be there. So may Allah enable us to understand this very wise teaching given by Allah Almighty.
Alhamdulillah Alhamdulillah Na'madu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله میں دعا کے لیے بھی کہنا چاہتا تھا پاکستان کے جو آج کل حالات ہیں وہ ہر ایک کے سامنے ہیں
the situation in Pakistan nowadays, everyone is aware of that. And the government and the politicians and the so-called the representatives of Islam in Pakistan, they are all bent upon the destruction of the country. Allah Almighty may protect this country, which has been achieved after great sacrifices. And the Jamaat Ahmadiyya has also made great sacrifices for the establishment of Islam. Many people laid down their life for this purpose. So this love of country requires from us, and it becomes the right that all Ahmadis, we should remember all Ahmadis. And those Ahmadis who are listening to these news, they do not realize what is the actual condition there and to which they are heading. And these people are bent upon taking it to the full destruction. So may Allah give them the wisdom. And if that is not the decree of Allah, then Allah Almighty should make such arrangements that such people should coming to the helm of affair, those who are really establishing the peace, and we can only pray.
Ibadallah rahimakumullah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر